You've heard me talk about Samaritan Ministries and how believers come together to care for each other's medical needs. Well, Samaritan has recently launched Redeem HealthShare Ministry. It's an additional sharing option from Samaritan that offers flexible, affordable programs with the same biblical foundation, all through a modern digital platform. Redeem still gives you the freedom to choose your providers, as well as the option to include an exclusive add-on feature to help with expenses related to dental care, vision, routine, and preventative care. New features, new programs, new options. Check it out at RedeemHealthShare.org for more information. That's RedeemHealthShare.org for more information.
Hey, we're Aaron and Jennifer Smith with Marriage After God.
Helping you cultivate an extraordinary marriage.
And today we're going to talk about how we deal with media and entertainment in our marriage. So why don't you start us off on this idea, because we can talk about maybe some of our journey of how we've navigated media, our relationship with entertainment, because we both love movies. So why don't you share with them a little bit about our journey first?
Sure. Before I do jump in, I just want to remind those listening that this is just a conversational piece. We're not here to draw hard lines. You know, the Bible doesn't talk about you shall only watch 2 hours of TV every day. So we're not here to do that. But we do want to present the conversation and encourage husbands and wives to talk about it and to consider what their boundaries are for their marriage, what their expectations are with each other. That's our goal with this episode and why we're bringing it to the table. So we did want to share just from our journey, what are some perspectives, tips, and things that we've kind of integrated into our
scripture.
Marriage.
We're going to bring some scripture.
Yeah, and some scripture to encourage you guys and just to share that about our marriage. So first of all, I just want to share, just so that you get to know Aaron and I, that we love movies, we love entertainment, we love TV shows and documentaries and music. And so this can be a challenging topic because I feel like over the last decade, the Lord has been helping us navigate, you know, what are our boundaries?
And refine
our perspective on it. And he's used both of us to help us walk this, help us walk this out.
Yeah.
And so he's used us in ways of communicating how, you know, we feel about certain shows, where our comfortability is, how we feel convicted sometimes when God brings certain scriptures up to us about the things that we are letting into our hearts and into our home. So I just wanted to start there that this is something that we love.
We're constantly navigating
and
together,
we love to enjoy, but we're also navigating it together. So we do have some standards, some things that we have boundaries set on. And so if we could just talk about those for a little bit. Do you want me to start or you?
Well, I would say that one of the first boundaries we have, and it wasn't always this way, we were a lot more loose with the kinds of things and the kinds of topics we would watch and entertain ourselves with. But especially with my, you know, me walking in purity and not partaking in pornography anymore, we've both gotten much more, strict or,
strict.
You know, vigilant when it comes to pornographic material, sexual content,
nudity,
any of those things. We have been very vigilant in avoiding those things where we used to not.
And there's even been times where we are enjoying a certain show or been at the movies where we've walked out of it or we stop watching that show.
Yeah, in the middle of a season,
Can you talk about a little bit how hard that is? Because our flesh wants to enjoy certain things and we want to justify it and say, well, it's just a little bit or it's just this or, you know, so can you share a little bit about how hard
there's been shows that we've loved and we watched all 20 seasons of it. This is back when we were much more laxed in the kinds of things we allowed ourselves to see. But what happens is, you know, one show ends and we are like, oh, that was something that we used to do together. We had enjoyed this show together once a week. And now when we find a show that we like, and there's been one recently, and it's a great show, the story's awesome, the characters are amazing, it's super entertaining, and they just throw in those there was just one quick scene of that, and then there was one quick scene of that. And finally we were just like, oh, why are we doing this? And it's we don't enjoy it because we're like, man, we wish the show didn't have that stuff because it was so good. But we just came to a conclusion in our hearts mm-hmm. that it wasn't worth it.
And we couldn't hope that maybe the next episode wouldn't have that in it. Like, we couldn't yeah. put ourselves in a situation where it could or couldn't be. And so we just had to draw that line that we mm-hmm. weren't going to watch that anymore.
Well, because we know it was going to keep happening.
Yeah.
Just came to that conclusion. We're like, it's just going to keep happening. It might even get worse.
It could even get worse. Yeah. yeah. So we just had to communicate mm-hmm. that and share with one another where our hearts were on that. And yeah. I think that's the biggest thing about how God has used each other in navigating entertainment in our marriages, that we talk about it and yeah. we share what our perspectives mm-hmm. and views are about whatever show or movie or music we're listening to.
Well, and the way we navigated this sexual content category was I've been walking in purity, and I've been, you know, avoiding those mm-hmm. kinds of things. I actually had to finally get to a point of being like, wait, why am I allowing myself to be activated by these things,
right.
or turned on by these things, yeah. or triggered by these things? Well, and you saw it as something different, but I had to finally just tell you, be like, babe, is it worth,
right.
you know, tempting me being tempted in this way, mm-hmm. even if it's something so tame compared to what I was used to mm-hmm. doing?
And I want to pause right there for just a second, because you brought something up mm-hmm. that I think a lot of people listening probably experience in marriage, and that is that one spouse might be somewhere and the other spouse isn't there
yeah.
yet. And
because it didn't affect you the same way it affected me.
Well, and there have been times where people ask us, like, what am I supposed to do when I've told my spouse that I don't want them watching that anymore or experiencing mm-hmm. that anymore? And they say they're not affected mm-hmm. by it, or it doesn't affect them the same way it might affect that spouse who's concerned about it. Like, how does a husband and wife respond to each other in that kind of scenario?
Well, it's not easy all the time, because especially in those moments of things that seem so small and trivial.
Mm-hmm.
But the same way we should respond every time, mm-hmm. Selflessly, considering the other is more important, loving the person, being self-sacrificing. Because oftentimes the reason we get in that argument or that fight is because we want our way.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not going to stop watching this thing. You need to get over it. Or it wasn't my problem I had. It was yours. So you stop watching it. That's not very loving. Mm-hmm. It's not team. It's not oneness. It's not considering the other is more important. So... but on the other hand, the person coming to them and saying that, coming with the right heart of like, mm-hmm. hey, the reason I'm bringing this up, because A, the way it's making me feel, the way it's affecting us as a family, what right. kind of example is it
it's
being
for?
It's
not just to control them. There's exactly. purpose behind it.
Yeah. And being willing to allow the other person, the other, you know, your spouse to do the same mm-hmm. with your things that yeah. you enjoy.
And be praying for one another, right?
Yeah.
To be getting to that same place together.
Yeah. So I presented to you that I'm like, hey, I'm just feeling... super convicted, like, why are we watching these things when when over here I've said no to
right.
those things?
Right.
I, you know, we're allowing these, you know, as the Old Testament talks about, like these little foxes in mm-hmm. that come and nip at the roots.
Mm-hmm.
They nip at the vines
mm-hmm.
and they slowly kill the vine. Like, why are we even tempting ourselves
and
or allowing those gates to be open?
Right. And once it's open, it kind of allows that mm-hmm. room and freedom to then move to other things, and it could grow.
Yeah.
It could become something that could be yeah. a bigger problem later.
Yeah. So when it came to sexual content, we've,
yeah.
you know, decided to like avoid it at all costs
yeah.
as a family, which I think is a good thing yeah. to do anyway.
Another one that we try and avoid at all costs is just that demonic spiritual theme that
yeah.
can be presented in movies. We just avoid those. And it's just something that we've agreed that we don't mm-hmm. want even our minds exposed to, because we know the reality of the spiritual warfare that's
yeah.
happening in people's lives, like on a daily basis. And so we
mm-hmm.
just didn't want to, we didn't want to entertain
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And there's a lot of different levels of this, you know, horror movies. For the first part, we just hate horror movies. but like horror movies or, you know,
paranormal stuff.
I'm really sensitive to it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different levels of it, but we've just decided we're like we try and be extra sensitive to those things, like, well, like we reread reviews on it, we try
yeah.
and figure out what it is, and then at the same time we just like, well, I'm not actually that interested in it.
Yeah.
Our taste for those kinds of movies have
yeah.
gone away.
Yeah.
Where I used to love those kind of movies
mm-hmm.
when I was single, before I met you.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I have kids, now that we've been maturing and growing in the Lord, just more and more things I'm like, I don't even have
don't
a taste
it.
For that anymore.
Yeah. So another one I wanted to bring up was language. And this is one
yeah.
of those things where it's not a hard line. It's just, you know, there's going to be times when movie producers or people
mm.
who create TV shows or even music, they throw in, you know, a word here or a word there. And sometimes we've been okay with overlooking those. But when it's a constant barrage of like negative, foul language, we tend to avoid those things.
I think the theme we're getting at here, because we're not trying to, again, we're not trying to give you guys the answers on like, here's the five movies you're allowed to watch, here's the 10 movies you're not. The theme and the idea is, are we just allowing ourselves to be sensitive and discerning of the kinds of things that we're allowing into our homes, allowing into our hearts, how much of it we're doing? And I just...
And kind of like focusing that it does affect us. It does have power in our lives. It does influence our behavior.
Yeah, it can emotionally affect us. It can make us think about certain things. So the thing we want to encourage you in your marriage is that you guys get on the same page together about these things. You know, what kind of entertainment do you enjoy together? What kind of things do you allow that maybe you should be saying, hey, should we be allowing these kinds of things in our home? You know, what things are you spending your money on? And just having that conversation and deciding as a family, like how you're going to allow each other to speak into each other's lives.
Yeah.
As we always bring up, one thing Jennifer and I have given each other permission to do is say no. It's a big thing. She can say, with anything, food, drink, movies, I'm going to do hobbies, whatever it is, we're allowed to say no to each other. And the purpose of it is not to control the other person, but it's for safety and protection and for maturity and oneness.
And I'll tell you what I've experienced is that you usually have a different perspective that I'm not seeing. And so it is helpful, even though my flesh at first wants to be like frustrated. Why are you telling me no?
Yeah, I want to enjoy this.
Even though I've already given you permission to do that, when I stop to actually consider, well, why is he telling me no? And going back and if I have questions, asking you about it, it's very helpful to say, oh, I didn't see that, or I didn't think about that, or I didn't consider our family's been going, and now, you know, you need me home for this. So I think that's really, really a good just little note to
Well, and the goal is never to get back at each other. So like you've said, hey, I actually would appreciate if you didn't do that thing you enjoy to do or watch that show you enjoy to watch. And then me going to you and be like, oh, well, I don't want you to watch your show that you like. Just because I'm not allowed to watch mine. Like spite and like that kind of back and forth. No, the purpose is for safety, protection, oneness, being on the same page, growing in maturity, and protecting our effectiveness for the ministry that God has for us. Because I could be watching something and partaking in something that is unfruitful, dangerous, you know, pornographic, it's the damaging things that are dangerous for me as a person and my ministry and my fatherhood and my husbandry. And my wife could be like, hey, actually, this is what I'm seeing and feeling here. And I just, I want you to consider this, or I would love it for you. I don't think you should do that. And we have that permission for each other to help direct each other.
Yeah.
You know,
so you're talking about, you know, a husband and wife giving each other permission to speak into each other's lives and maybe even say no at certain times. How do you feel, or can you share a little bit about God having access to every part of your life?
Yeah, this is a concept that I feel the Lord's been impressing upon me recently. We talked about a couple episodes ago about personalities and are we identifying ourselves and just not allowing anything to change and saying, oh, that's who I am, or do we let God have that and let him make us who he wants us to be? And that goes in every aspect of our lives. Is entertainment something in your life that God doesn't have access to? Meaning, no, this is, I'm free in Christ, and so I'm going to watch these things, and I'm just, I enjoy it, and I self-proclaim that they don't affect me. Or does Christ have the opportunity and the permission to come in and question you on the things that you enjoy doing, or the personality that you have, or the clothes you wear? Or for me, I don't know if you've all noticed, but I've taken my earrings out. I used to wear them a lot. I've worn them
since
I was 18. I've been wearing my plugs in my ears.
15 years.
Yeah, so it's been a part of my identity, and I felt God asking me like, "Hey, can I have that part of your identity?" And this was for me. This isn't me saying other people shouldn't do it.
We're looking for people who have been blessed by this free podcast and our free daily marriage prayer emails and who want to help be a blessing to others. Creating and hosting this podcast and sending out our daily emails do incur a financial cost. And we want to invite you to join our faithful patron team to help financially support these resources so that they can remain free for all who need them. Please join our Patreon team today and become one of the faithful financial supporters who desires to help bless thousands of marriages around the world. Your support will help us pay for the creation, hosting, and promotion of our podcast and daily emails. Thank you, and we hope to see you become a Marriage After God patron.
I felt God saying, I want this piece of your identity for my sake. Mm-hmm. And so I said, it was actually really, really hard.
Really recently too.
It was recent and it was really hard. And I said, yes. I said, of course. Like, because in word, I say, you can have everything, Lord. But when it comes to action, like even the little things, are we willing to give them to God? Mm-hmm. So the question is, just like we can say no to each other and just like you can, you know, speak into my life about this thing or that thing, or about what I'm wearing or what you're wearing. Do we give God access to every aspect of our life? Mm-hmm. Does God have permission to say, I don't like that. I think you should consider not watching that show anymore. Mm-hmm. I desire for you to not watch that thing or to not listen to that, right? Mm-hmm. Is that part of our life okay for God to say yes or no to?
And I just want to share that as a spouse, you know, we can be really supportive mm-hmm. in this, or we can be a negative voice in our spouse's life. So if, let's say you yeah. you're on this journey that God's speaking mm-hmm. to you and he's calling mm-hmm. for you to give something up, I can be on the other side.
And it makes you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, and it makes, yeah. well, because we're a unit and yep. what you do affects me, right? Yep. And so if you're trying to walk this out in the way that you feel God is calling you, mm-hmm. I can be on the other side being a negative voice that makes it harder for you mm-hmm. and make you question what God said, mm-hmm. or I can be a spouse that is encouraging and self-sacrificing in my own, you know, mm-hmm. whatever I'm experiencing through the process and lay it down yeah. in order to support you.
Which happens.
Yeah.
You know, I want us to stop watching a show and that rubs up against you like, well, I like this show. Mm-hmm. Or me taking my earrings out and you're like, not sure how you're going to feel about it because right. now you have a husband who has holes in his ears.
Yeah.
And it does when God asks us to do something, it's for both of us mm-hmm. often. And we have to walk in that.
Yeah. So when God asks you to do something, can you share a little bit about how he's going to do that? Like how is God going to speak into someone's life?
Well, I mean, of course he uses his word. Mm-hmm. You know, we could be reading and we're like, actually, why am I not doing that? Or this actually is giving me wisdom that I don't walk in. And we're going to read some of that in a second. And do we change mm-hmm. when we hear it mm-hmm. in the Word of God? And then in other ways, he uses other believers. You know, he uses your spouse. Mm-hmm. He uses friends to say something to you. Hey, I see this. You're kind of walking this way that I think you should change. And are we going to listen to him and be like, no, stop judging me, get on my face?
Or we're going to take it and test it according to the Word and yeah. say, I think that was from God.
Yeah. And we hear it and actually say, you know what? I'm going to take what you said. I'm going to start praying about it.
Yeah.
And then we pray about it and we start asking the Lord to speak to us yeah. through his word and through confirmations from other people mm-hmm. and his word mm-hmm. to, and then we say, oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
God's speaking to me. I'm going to listen. So there's a handful of ways, but it always is going to line up with yeah. the Word of God.
Okay. So talking about media, entertainment, bringing it back to how do you navigate this in marriage mm-hmm. and giving God that access to our life? What's a verse that talks about, you know, mm-hmm. watching stuff? I mean, is there?
Well, there's no scriptures that specifically talks about like watching television. Like we should, television didn't exist. But there's principles in the Word of God mm-hmm. that we can draw from mm-hmm. to give us wisdom on how to navigate anything, not just media, mm-hmm. but like this job opportunity or this, mm-hmm. these friends that we have or the movie we want to go see. And we gotta, as mature Christians, mm-hmm. be able to look at everything. In 1 John, it tells us to test every spirit. It says to test things. Mm-hmm. The Bible tells us over and over again as mature Christians that we are to test mm-hmm. things. So do we just like blatantly run and we're like, oh, no, I'm not going to test that thing because it's whatever. Mm-hmm. Or do we sit back and say, actually, I'm going to pray and test everything. I'm going to pray about everything and test everything. So in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 8, it says this, the wisdom of the prudent is to discern his way. But the folly of fools is deceiving, right? So the wise discerns his way. That means I look at what I'm doing, everything. I look at the movies I watch, the food I eat, who I hang out with, where I go to you know, do work, what, mm-hmm. everything. We discern and we say, okay, how does this play out in my ministry for God? Mm-hmm. How does this play out in how I'm obedient to God, in my relationship with my wife, with my kids?
Yeah.
And we don't just... So, you know, it says the folly of fools is deceiving. Mm-hmm. Are we being deceived by our foolishness? meaning like, oh, this show, it's no big deal. There's little things in here and there, but whatever. It's not, it's great. Content's great. It's just entertainment.
Or the music that just happens to come on in that one playlist that, you know, instead yeah. of skipping past it, you're just,
and we're just being
letting
deceived.
It happen to you.
Yeah, we're not discerning. We're just like, oh yeah, whatever. I'll take it. And as long as I have these few things that I discern and I pay attention to, but everything else, however it comes, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's not discerning. You know, there's another scripture right after this in Proverbs.
Yeah, Proverbs 14:16.
Yeah, and it says this. It says, one who is wise is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool is reckless and careless.
Mm, that's really good in light of considering entertainment.
Yeah.
Because there are ways that we can totally be careless and reckless when it comes to our choices.
So what's an example of being careless?
Going to a movie and not researching beforehand, knowing just off the title and the you know, poster picture alone that it's probably not one that you should be involved in.
Right. So for me, like, I want to avoid sexual content. And what I could do is, like, I want to see this movie and I don't want to know that there's something in it.
So you don't even look at
it. So I don't look. I'm like, I'm just going to go. And then I'm like, and then later on, I'm like, oh, yeah, it was really good, but there was a couple scenes.
You could have known beforehand.
But I could have known. Okay, I'm being careless.
This is a great, place to mm-hmm. take a side note and just say one of the resources that we've mm-hmm. used to when we do want to go to the movies, we always check reviews. And so we used a Plugged In, and it's a Christian yeah. review site that breaks down the synopsis of the show. It breaks down themes. So like violence, sexual nudity, language,
spiritual connotations. It talks about this, anything that has to do with spiritual stuff.
So if you guys do like going to the movies, or you like, you know, renting them mm-hmm. at home, you can use, I mean, you could Google any sort of mm-hmm. Christian review, but you can also use Plugged In. I also want to share that on unveiledwife.com. We have the movies that we've seen that we like to share, I have reviews up there. So if you're looking for, you know, a date night in mm-hmm. where you want to go rent a movie and watch it, there's plenty of choices there. Just go to unveiledwife.com and look for the reviews.
Yeah. So are we being careless and reckless and not caring about what we're listening to and not caring what the words are or what the themes are? Are we not caring about the shows we're watching and we're just recklessly like, oh, like whatever it is, like this is great. It's entertainment. I'm just going to turn the TV on and let the commercials go, and I'm just going to let the TV go, and I'm just going to let the... Mm. Or are we going to be wise, and are we going to be careful with the things and discerning, as it says in Proverbs 14:8. It says the wisdom of the prudent is to discern mm-hmm. his way. Mm-hmm. And so this isn't to tell you what to watch and what not to watch. But as a mature Christian and you and your marriage, it's your responsibility to be wise and to be prudent and to discern the things that you're doing and not be careless and reckless.
And to be cautious and considerate of the things that you are letting into your hearts, your marriage, your home, all of that. And some of the other questions that we just want to pose for you guys to talk about is, how much time are you taking? You know, is there an addiction there that could be resolved if you just talked about it and set some boundaries? Some other things were, is it fruitful? You know, are you using it as a distraction? Are there hard things going on in your life that you want to escape from? So are you using this entertainment
to sedate yourself
or to kind of get out of that place, which I'm not saying is a terrible thing to do, but you have to recognize that it shouldn't be your solution. It shouldn't be your answer to addressing these issues or struggles that you're having.
Yeah. And so that just goes back to the things we talked about, is that, you know, we are giving principles on how to address these things.
Yeah.
And they're principles that we can address everything, you know, the food we eat and the places we go. But when it comes to entertainment and media, that we are considering those things. And we're asking ourselves these questions like, well, you know, why are we doing this? Is it taking up time? Like we used to watch a television show, and there was like, what, 17 seasons? And we watched every episode of it, and we'd watch it every week. It actually was on Amazon, and we would be able to watch seasons of it, like, and we would find ourselves watching it, binge watching it, instead of getting into the Word, instead of praying, instead of being with each other,
or sleeping to be able to be energized for the next morning.
And it affected us in a lot of ways. So whether, regardless of what the show content was, just how we were using the show was unhealthy for us spiritually, physically, emotionally. So those are all things to consider. Is like, you know, how are we consuming these things?
Yeah. And again, we just want to share that with this episode, we want to encourage you guys to be on the same page. So mm-hmm. this is going to require you to evaluate your marriage and where you're at with this. And this is something that we constantly do. It's not mm-hmm. like we've set all these boundaries and now we're just good from here. Like, this is something we're constantly addressing in our marriage. And so we want to encourage you to do the same and bring up those convictions that you have, bring in those encouragements and ideals and biblical, you know, principles, verses that you found that God might be speaking to you and your spouse about, you know, when it mm-hmm. comes to the types of entertainment that you are indulging in.
Yeah, and become your spouse's advocate. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to me, I want to go see a movie. There's this genre of movies I love to see. You know, you could easily open up and look at the reviews for me and yeah. give me your heart. You know, actually, like, I know you love this movie, but I just want you to consider there's these few things in it. And, do you think that's going to be fruitful for you?
Yeah.
And I could do the same thing. If you love a TV show, I could research some of it and be like, hey, yeah. I just want to know, like, you know, there's a few things, you know, watch a few episodes with you or watch it with you. And just be each other's advocates for yeah. the sake of protecting our marriages, protecting our ministries
yeah.
for the kingdom of God. Because the enemy
mm-hmm.
wants to trip us up.
Yep, totally.
And he will do it any way he can. He will use the things we love.
And on that, I think it's really important to say we're also our children's advocates.
Yeah.
As one, we need to be on the same page for our children. You know, have you talked about boundaries for screen time? Have you talked mm-hmm. about what types of shows they're going to be watching and letting in their little minds mm-hmm. and hearts? And also, the way that you and your husband or you and your wife communicate is the example you're setting for your children. So if mm-hmm. they see you addressing movies and saying, check the reviews, they're going to grow up with that same heart and mentality of
protecting themselves.
Yeah. Our son, he loves the movies mm-hmm. just as much as we do. And he'll say, you know, is there a movie out that we can go watch? And mm-hmm. I'll say, yeah, there is. So, you know, Aaron, you go yeah. take him to the movies. And he'll say, can we just not go in until after the trailers? Because he knows that there's going to be things that come up.
That we can't control.
That we can't control. Yeah. We don't know what's coming. We can't check the reviews on all the trailers. Mm-hmm. And so his little heart at 5 years old mm-hmm. knows to protect himself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just an encouragement to let you guys know that you're also your children's advocates.
So that's really good. The main thing that we teach our son is to protect his eyes. And we're teaching him that skill. And to be honest, we need to be able to do that too.
Yeah.
And so our just encouragement to you is be discerning. Learn to be wise. Ask questions. Be each other's advocates.
Mm-hmm.
And let's learn how to protect our eyes for the sake of our relationship, our purity, our oneness, and for the most important part, our ministry that God has for us.
Yeah.
That we would not be disqualified by anything
mm-hmm.
and thrown off track. So thanks for joining us this week with this week's episode where we're just talking about media and how we navigate it as a married couple and as Christians. We just we pray that you guys go and have a good conversation about this. Get on the same page with each
yeah.
other. Just walk in the scriptures and in the Word of God and learn how to navigate and distinguish good from bad, you know, and figure how to become mature Christians when it comes to these things, and that we wouldn't be careless and reckless with them.
So thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Did you enjoy today's show? Find many more encouraging stories and resources at marriageaftergod.com and let us help you cultivate an extraordinary marriage.
Hey, Marriage After God friends. Thank you for your continued faithfulness and listening each and every week. Jennifer and I have often shared with you about how important prayer is in the life of a believer. It's so important, in fact, that we're told this in 1 Thessalonians. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It is God's will for us to pray, and we want to inspire you to begin praying for your spouse and marriage every day. This world hates marriage, and so does our enemy. Because he knows the power that your marriage is meant to have in this world. He knows that if you and your spouse are praying and chasing boldly after God together, that the impact Christ will have in and through you will be powerful. So we need to be praying more than ever before. Our heart is to encourage you, along with everyone who listens to this show, to be praying for your spouses and your marriages, to be strengthened, renewed, healed, prepared, and empowered to do the ministry that God has for you to do in this world together. So, Jennifer and I would love to invite you to join with thousands of other couples in taking our 31-day marriage prayer challenge. This is a completely free and fun way to build a habit of prayer in your marriage. All you have to do to join is visit marriageprayerchallenge.com and fill out the registration form. Once you do that, you will begin to receive an email every day from us during the 31 days to not only remind you to pray for your spouse, but we'll also give you various topics and prompts to help you know what to pray for. We dare your marriage to start praying like never before. Start the challenge today at marriageprayerchallenge.com.